You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Sing it after we hear it. Welcome to Oddball, Charlotte Wilder, Amin Alhassan here in New York. What kind of show would we be, Amin, if I didn't say, hey, folks, it's Friday, we made it. No, welcome to the weekend,
I
almost.
I can't wait to get out of here.
Okay, well.
I got to catch a flight, go watch Suns Wolves tonight.
Oh my God. Okay, let's rip through this. Let's start with the Sixers beating the Knicks 125-114. That was like the most Philly New York game I've ever seen. That game couldn't be more Philly New York if like, the game punched a police horse in the face and then was like, hey, I'm walking in.
Oh, man. That's almost what happened where I watched it with my cousins last night. They were irate.
Multiple Knicks fans?
Oh, my God.
I thought watching it with one was
crazy
enough.
Just irate. First of all, I love the enthusiasm to start the game. Like a lot of, yeah. And then, cries for Joel Embiid to be expelled from the NBA.
Tell the good people why, if you somehow managed to avoid this little bit.
Joel Embiid had an amazing game.
He
dropped 50. But before he dropped 50, he like went on a war path trying to just play every dirty trick in the book.
Oh, yeah.
Kicking people in the nuts, elbowing people in the kidneys. You got wrapped Mitchell Robinson around his ankle and like hugged him down.
Hip checking OG Anunoby.
He tried a leg sweep too. It was like every dirty trick in the book.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you. My cousin Proofy in particular, I was irate. Like, oh, this guy's dirty. Like, that. Just I like the turning.
Flagrant two, get him out of there. He should be suspended multiple games. I do think, though, the Mitchell Robinson leg pull while Mitch was in the air was pretty gross. That was not great.
No, I mean, just because it's obvious. Like, it's not. That's what I said to you in the pre-show. I said, if he had his hands out, like, oh, don't fall on me, bro.
Right.
I think you've got an argument. But he grabs and wraps. The legs. And by the way, before he did that, this was after an unsuccessful leg sweep maneuver like Cobra Kai.
Yeah, seriously. Let's see what Embiid had to say about all of that.
Make sure he doesn't land on me because obviously we know the history that I have with, Kuminga landing on my knee. So I kind of had some flashbacks, when he came down to it. It's unfortunate. I mean, I didn't mean to hurt anybody. In those situations, I gotta protect myself.
Okay, so basically he's saying, I remember how bad it felt when Jonathan Kuminga of the Warriors fell on my knee. So, trying to protect myself by doing the exact same thing. Like, I also think, Embiid's out there trying to kill all the Knicks centers.
Yeah, no, Precious Achiuwa is probably, like, sweating bullets. Like, oh, man, I almost got
He dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
He's got to watch out. Game four.
His 6 and his 12, right?
Yeah. It also came out that Embiid has been dealing with the case of Bell's palsy, reported by ESPN, and said in that same report that they had wanted to keep it private. Lot going on there. Mm. They did not, as Tom Haberstroh wrote in The Finder, they did not disclose this as an injury, even though it's affected his sight.
They kind of exploited an interesting loophole. And Tom talked to Jeff Stotts, our friend Jeff Stotts from Add In Street Clothes, about the concept of double reporting an injury, right? So when you put the injury report out, they put out Embiid, questionable, whatever, left leg soreness. So most teams, it's extremely rare to list multiple things.
Right.
To say, left leg soreness, also, by the way, Bell's palsy.
Right.
Right? A more common one, like one of the rare times it's happened was Benedict Mathurin for the Indiana Pacers, who was listed out with a regular leg injury or something of that nature, but also he was sick. So they were that comma illness.
Right.
But as Jeff Stotts points out to Tom Haberstroh on The Finder, which you can subscribe to on Substack, this is rare. Most of the time teams will say, look, it's just this thing.
Yeah.
And so the Sixers, it'll be interesting to see what the league does because this is an organization with a history of flaunting these rules, right? The rules of reporting. Yeah. They got fined a couple of weeks ago when Joel Embiid was listed as out. And then all of a sudden he's like, hey, you know what? He's going to start tonight.
Totally.
They fined them $100,000. And when they did, in the fine, they said, this is due to the kind of the repeat offender behavior of the Sixers.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. Obviously, you know, Bell's palsy, it affects the nerve. It, yeah. your face can freeze. It's a very vulnerable thing to play in front of everybody with it. It seems like that's why Embiid had his head down. He's acting out maybe for everything he's having to deal with. But what do you see happening in game four?
Well, I just want to say one last thing. Like the idea that the news could be broken with the caveat that, they wanted to keep it on the hush. Like, guys, where's my camera? Guys, come on, man. Like this idea that like, we'll leak it. But then like we'll say in the leak, hey, we didn't want this leaked.
Right.
Like,
A hero, like now he's a hero for having played through it instead of, and sort of a victim of, while he's also then dragging other people down. And
well, he's a villain.
He's everything.
He's everything.
He contains multitudes.
Game four, I think Sixers go down 3-1.
Okay.
Yeah.
So my husband will be very happy to hear that.
So will my cousins.
Okay, great. Denver, LA.
Uh-huh. Speaking of series that are over.
Yeah, speaking of series, Denver beat LA at home 112-105. Denver broke LeBron James. Here's what he said after the game.
Because I don't feel a way about anybody that don't want to strive to be as close to perfect as possible. And it's just basketball. At the end of the day, it's just basketball.
Okay, that's the biggest lie that LeBron James has ever told. This is not just basketball. His last game with the Lakers, potentially, if he doesn't pick up his option and goes to another team, could be Saturday, just like in the middle of the day, getting swept by the Nuggets. And the Nuggets the whole time, have been like, we've been trying to tell you that, like, this is what we do, and you keep making it about the Lakers.
They beat him, like, a billion times in a row at this point. Like, that, it's not just like, hey, we really, like, have the Lakers' number, or, like, we have the edge on them. It's like, they never lose to them. Right. And if you're Michael Malone or any of the other Nuggets, you have to be like, yo, what do we have to do to these dudes for y'all to finally be like, because here's the thing. We had producer Matt before the show was like, you know, what can the Lakers do? Like, what are you talking about? We've watched this thing happen.
Also, he took it a step further. Are the Nuggets just inevitable? Like, we're watching Knicks Sixers, this hard-fought battle, like, in the mud, dirty, hard. And it's like, well, if one of you makes it far enough, you're just going to have to face the Nuggets anyway.
Yeah.
It's like a buzzsaw.
I mean, look, they are the favorites, even above your beloved Boston Celtics.
Yeah, because they have a Serbian assassin.
No, he's not. He's a supervillain with a bunch of minions.
Oh, right. Sorry, they have Gru.
Yeah.
We're going to do a fun thing here. I mean, we're going to do sweep check.
Oh, like, so wait, hold on. Mm-hmm. Are we saying... this is for the Lakers? This is for LeBron? And perhaps his final game ever? Like, is he going to get swept? Is that what we're asking?
Yes. We're gonna get to that. This is the same for Phoenix and New Orleans. They could all be swept by the time that we next talk to you good people next Tuesday. So we're going to do a sweep check to see how likely we think it is that these series will end before our next show.
Okay.
We have some pretty fun graphics for this that
sweep. It sounds a lot like heat check. I'm just going to throw this out there.
Yeah, but it's sweep check on a scale of like broom, duster to broom.
okay.
Can we see what that is?
Yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Do you see these brooms we've got? We've got at the bottom, I believe
that's a dustpan. Yeah.
And then we've got a broom.
No, that's a broom, right?
Then we have a Swiffer. Then we have a Swiffer wet jet. Then we have Harry Potter. I got to put on a flying broom. How likely is it, that Phoenix gets swept by Minnesota?
Oh, I'm going dustpan.
Okay.
Keep that right at the bottom. Suns aren't getting swept.
Why?
I just think that when you beat a team four times in a regular season, there has to have been something there. That it's not like they played possum.
Right.
Like,
that would be galaxy brain of the Timberwolves to be like, we're going to let you beat us and then destroy you.
That's why they do not appreciate us, because I'm kind of odd and the things I do is the galaxy brain's things. Okay.
Nobody appreciates me.
Yeah, nobody appreciates me.
Okay. All right. We'll leave that on dustpan. Okay. Now, Denver Lakers. Denver's up 3-0. Game four is Saturday at 8:30 ET. So 5:30 in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
We've got to agree on how likely it is that this team gets swept. And I'm going to start Harry Potter. I think it's over. I think it's done. I don't think there's anything. There's no magic in the world that could save the Lakers from the Nuggets.
Not even magic.
Yeah, magic. Yeah. They literally have magic. They have Magic Johnson, and he's like tweeting heartbroken emojis the next day because he can't handle the truth.
He's like, it was so bad I couldn't even tweet. That was after game two. That was one of my favorite Magic Johnson tweets.
Is saying something.
He was so moved he could not even like pick up his phone. Like, no. I'm going to go also with the Quidditch.
Great.
With Harry Potter. Here's why. For two reasons. One, as I've pointed out, the Nuggets beat them every time they play for the last 2 years.
Every time.
Like, at some point, you're just kind of like, this isn't like a random happening of events.
Michael Malone even wore a t-shirt that said, I'm LeBron's daddy.
Yo, man.
And then kept beating him.
Yes. Yes.
It doesn't get much more sweepy.
You remember how much shit the Lakers were talking in training camp?
Yes.
Anthony Davis and all those guys.
He was like, we're back in his sunglasses.
Oh, my God. This guy. And yeah. So
Harry Potter. Harry Potter. Leave it all the way up there.
The other reason why I'm saying this is because if they end up winning a game,
yes,
it'll be like the Super Bowl and Christmas for every Laker fan on the internet.
And sports media. It'll then turn into, can LeBron win the finals?
Oh, I'm not even worried about that. I'm worried about all the people like, I thought you guys said that they wouldn't, blah, blah, blah. Like, they'll take that with so much pride.
Okay, great. Last game we've got is Pelicans versus Thunder. OKC is up 2-0. Game three is tomorrow. Game four is Monday in New Orleans. What do we think here? I mean.
Oh, man.
I think we're at mid-range.
Yeah, where it's like Swiffer or Wet Jet?
Swiffer. I'm not confident that OKC is going to sweep.
Here's the deal. Like, is Zion completely out? That's the question. Like, for the next two games, we don't know that yet, right? Yeah. Number one. Number two, they almost won game one. I know game two was an ass whooping, but they almost won game one. You know what? Give me a regular broom.
Okay.
Regular broom.
This one's anyone's broom, as they say.
Anybody's broom.
I mean, what a great week.
I know, but we still have more show to do. I don't know why you're trying to get out of here all of a sudden. What are you doing, Charlotte?
Coming up, lie detector and odds and ends.
There you go. Wasn't that so hard?
No.
No, it was easy. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA.
With same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason winds down. And if you're new to DraftKings, you've got to check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use code ODDBALL. That's code ODDBALL. For new customers to get 150 smackaroos in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome back to the show. Charlotte Wilder, Amin El-Hassan, as always. It's time for the segment that you know, that you love.
Sure.
We love this segment. It's Lie Detector, Amin. And this time, it is complete with new oddball technology to aid both of us in detecting lies heard around the NBA.
Wow!
Amin, we're going to start with you. And if you are listening to this and you are not watching on a visual medium, which you should be, YouTube, DraftKings Network, Amin has been outfitted with very state-of-the-art technology. It is a cord that goes underneath his nose so he can sniff out the lies.
You also have been hooked up with some state-of-the-art space-age technology. Got a little antenna on top so you can pick up the vibes, the lying vibes.
Yeah. if there's a lie, I feel it and it just goes right through these cords and zaps me a little bit. And that's how I can tell. And I mean, we're going to start with the Athletic Anonymous survey, because Rudy Gobert was voted the most overrated player in an anonymous survey. And Gobert's response was, quote, "I'm more like the odd guy from France." Excuse me. "I'm more like the odd guy from France that's winning a lot of awards. I trigger a lot of these guys." I mean, is Rudy Gobert lying when he says that he wins a lot of awards and triggers a lot of guys who think he's overrated?
Well, hold on. I'm getting a reading. It's clear that Rudy Gobert is lying because he knows it's not because of the awards. And also, he says in his quote something about like, "Oh, it's because I'm a winning player and I do things, but it's not flashy, and that's why." And it all smacks of someone who just has very low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Because everybody hates him.
As we said, the most tortured player mm-hmm. on the Timberwolves.
Yeah, so I'm going to say, yes, the lie detector has to determine that was a lie. Well, you know, Charlotte, your system is a lot more sophisticated mm-hmm. because of that antenna. I can actually have video transmitted directly into your brain.
Oh.
And that way, I don't even have to read the quote. So okay. This is Joe Mazzulla was asked if he was bothered that no Celtics were nominated for any individual awards.
No, not at all. I think it's beautiful. Why would you get an award for the past?
Charlotte, is Joe Mazzulla lying?
Oh, gosh, that was quick. It came to me. No. Joe Mazzulla is not lying. He does think it's beautiful that no one on his team that he is the head coach of was nominated for a regular season award.
He thinks it's beautiful.
He thinks it's beautiful. He thinks that means that you're doing it right. He thinks that means that that is what real basketball is about, not the past, not the awards. All that matters is winning. I don't know. I mean, I don't even fully know what that means. Why would you get an award for the past? Like, that's what every award is.
Yeah, they don't give future awards. As far as I know.
Yeah. So, but no, Joe Mazzulla is telling the truth. It just doesn't make any sense.
I just want to point out that, you know, when I played that video, I used this very state-of-the-art controller.
Yeah.
It said trigger on it, and I hit trigger and sent those videos
That's
to you.
That's amazing. All wow, right. Technology.
What's next?
Next up is Devin Booker.
Let me get into, okay.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Devin Booker said after the Suns lost again, mm-hmm. To the Timberwolves, he said, "Don't count us out. It's a series for a reason." I mean, is Devin Booker lying? You getting a reading there?
Getting a reading. Oh, it's coming. It's the truth.
Really?
If you're the Phoenix Suns, mm-hmm. you walk away saying they won the first two at home. That's what they're supposed to do. Oh. Now we go home and we hold serve. Also, maybe. Quite slightly, you have to have some confidence that, hey, we swept this team in the regular season. They've had two great games.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time for us to have two great games.
Okay. I like that.
Hmm.
Here's another one for you, Amin.
Yes.
Naz Reid was named sixth man of the year.
Okay.
He beat out Malik Monk by 2 first place votes. Mm-hmm. And someone gave Bojan Bogdanović a 3rd place mm-hmm. vote. Was whoever gave Bojan that vote, were they lying?
You know what I love, before I answer that question, mm-hmm. I love about the voting process in the NBA is that at some point, they're going to reveal everybody's name.
Really?
Yeah.
Who voted for who?
There are 100 voters, and they reveal what every voter voted for. And I want to see this fraud who picked Bojan Bogdanović with a third. Yes.
That's what you're picking yes, up here on this detective?
That person is fraudulent, and they know it. There's no way they did it in earnest. They knew that they were lying when they did it. We're going to find out. We're also going to find out who the hell didn't vote for Malik Monk. That.
You think he should be sixth?
I thought he ran away with it.
Wow.
I thought he ran away with it. Naz Reid had a great year. Malik Monk should have been sixth man of the year.
Wow, you heard it here first, yeah. Folks. Those oddball hot takes, you can't get anywhere else.
All right, Charlotte.
People looking like
hold
this.
Hold on, let me cue this up on the. Minnesota may credit its success so far to Anthony Edwards and Rudy Gobert,
mm-hmm.
but the internet speculates that there's another candidate worthy of getting credit.
Who's that?
It's Red Panda. Now, I'm going to try and put it up this tweet. Who you're... Let me know if you see that. Oh, hold on. Let me get this. Yeah, here up, it down, is. Left, right. Okay, there you go.
No, that's not his read. You pushed the wrong button.
Left,
I mean.
Left, right, up, down.
Can you push a different
side,
button?
Trigger. Oh, I got to hold them down at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Hold them down at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Okay, so Timberwolves before Red Panda performed, -1.
Yep.
Timberwolves after Red Panda performed, +13.
Yep, that's what happened when she performed at halftime. Her plus minus is +13. Well, okay. Actually, it's +14 if you do the on-off.
Yeah, I detect no lies.
Really?
I detect no lies. Red Panda gets a crowd going. I talked about this on Pablo Torre Finds Out. Mm. The halftime performers are just as much a part of the game experience. They keep the crowd going for the players.
Mm-hmm.
At halftime, they keep the energy up. They keep everybody involved. Who is more mind-blowing than Red Panda? She's riding a unicycle, tossing bowls onto her head like this, except without the, you know, antenna thing.
The sophisticated
thing.
Technology. Yeah.
So, no, I
see
no lies.
She does hers analog.
Yes, she is analog bowls. Yeah. I have a tech. A lot digital bowl. Anyway, no lies detected here. I think that Red Panda is a difference maker.
I'm going to throw this out there. Mm-hmm. This might anger some people. Wait, hold on. Maybe I should type this in for you to detect the lie and see if I'm lying.
Okay.
Red Panda. Pastor Prime.
Blasphemy. Get out. Get out. The segment's over. I can't co-host a show with you. Just kidding. We have a little bit more to get to. We got to close the show with some odds and ends. You can take your lie detector off if you want.
Because this thing, you know, it's pretty intense.
Yeah, I know. Mine is a little too attached to my head to take off, but you can remove yours. The Timberwolves' Jaden McDaniels recently spoke with The Athletic about punching a wall in frustration and breaking his hand last year. And he said, quote, "It's embarrassing that I punched a wall. It's silly. I was down for a couple days. Sure." He said, "It would have been different if I got hurt playing, trying to battle. Just hurting myself, I felt selfish." Now, McDaniels locked down Kevin Durant in game 2 against the Suns. He had 25 points, 8 rebounds. Is this the best redemption arc in the NBA right now?
Absolutely not. The best redemption arc? I mean, it's a pretty cool story.
Yeah.
The cool story, his frustration last year, let him do the thing that maybe I'm just a sociopathic, soulless person, but I just don't understand people get so mad.
That they punch a wall?
Punch walls. Like, it's just, I would never, no matter how mad I was, it would never occur to me like, that's the object of my ire.
I have punched a paper towel dispenser before.
Really?
Yeah.
Did and it then punch
I,
back?
I kicked a wall.
Oh, no. Was this same incident or different incident?
No, it both hurt. The wall and a paper towel dispenser that's metal, those are pretty tough.
The best redemption arc right now.
The Knicks?
Is the Knicks. It's the Knicks. It's got to be the Knicks.
Yeah.
Right? So, unless the Heat win this series, in which case, it's going to be the Heat.
Jesus. Do you know how I knew it was the Knicks? Because I still have my gear on. So, it came right through into my brain.
All right. We've got a couple of Frenchmen.
What?
You think Rudy Gobert and Wembanyama is the end? No, it's merely the beginning. We got a couple of Frenchmen who are going to be among the top prospects in the draft.
What?
This year, yes.
Okay.
Zachary Risaché and Alexander Sarr. Alexander Sarr sounds like a bad guy from a Mission Impossible movie.
Yeah, 100%. Right? Plays by Alexander Sarr's guard.
There you go. Alexander Sarr, some people speculate, might be the number one overall pick, right? So, and he's a 7-footer and he's skilled like Wembanyama. Charlotte, how much pressure do you think Wembanyama is putting on the French?
A ton. You think anybody thought, like, no offense to Rudy Gobert, you think anybody thought, oh, French guy's good at basketball before Victor Wembanyama?
I mean, Tony Parker, Boris Diaw.
Sure, right, okay. But, like, recently, like, the French in basketball were not really in the cultural conversation. Then this massive Frenchman comes along. Also, by the way, I have not seen that many tall Frenchmen.
Let me just tell you right now, they were back in the conversation last year before Wembanyama played a game. For the brief several weeks that Joel Embiid was a French citizen and was going to play for the French national team.
Right. Do you know that the president was so mad? Macron, the president of France?
The president of France.
He felt betrayed.
Yeah. So
Frederick Weiss.
Frederick Weiss. But you got the president of France, you got Frederick Weiss against you?
Yeah, those are about on par with the same power in the world. No, I think that Wembanyama has done something to the French where they used to be able to be like, oh, we do not care about anything. And now they really have to care about basketball and they really have to care about being good, because if this guy's going to be the next overall pick, that's a lot of pressure on him.
You know what they call basketball in France?
Basketball?
Basket.
Basket.
That's it. Basket.
Sounds like Bisquick.
Almost. All right. Last story?
Yeah, let's do the last story. J.J. Redick is reportedly...
Your good friend, J.J.
Yeah,
Redick.
My good friend and neighbor.
Yep.
Not to say where he lives.
You just gave it away.
Okay. Well, he is being interviewed for the Hornets head coach job. The Hornets were 21-61 this year. And J.J. said on our good friend Pablo Torre's podcast, he would be open to coaching.
Yeah.
Think this happens?
It sounds like it's a little bit more than open. He interviewed for the job.
Right.
He interviewed for an opening.
Well, always take a meeting.
It's weird because obviously JJ's a smart player. Mm-hmm. He's a smart guy. He's a smart media guy. Coaching, this is my theory. Mm-hmm. You have to not have a life to be good at this thing. If you're someone who has life and options and things and stuff like that, this ain't for you. And I look at JJ, I'm like, JJ, you're smart. You got so much stuff going for you. Like, no, this is for the desperate. This is like the Tom Thibodeaus. The people don't want to see the sun. The only light they get is off the glare of their monitors
as they watch film
over and over again. Not to say that JJ is not capable of doing that. It's just at some point, if I live in a building that doesn't have an elevator, I'm used to taking stairs. Mm-hmm. If I live in a building that has an elevator, yeah, I can take the stairs. But at some point, I'm like, man, the hell with this. I'm taking the elevator. And I think, JJ, you know, like, you've got other options in life, man. Don't be miserable.
Well, stick with Oddball. Don't be miserable. We're the elevator. Everybody else talking about basketball? The stairs.
She's telling the truth.